So if you've ever been lucky enough to get down to Bondi Beach every Friday morning, you wouldn't just see the beautiful sunrise, but you would see psychedelics. You would see color. You would see a whole team, a whole, you know, community of vibrantly dressed surfers and swimmers riding the waves along the south end of Bondi Beach, all with, you know, big smiles as well. That early in the morning in such cold waters, you have to be a complete dedicated champion to brave that kind of atmosphere. And, you know, it's all for a good cause, these expeditions on early morning Fridays. It's to raise awareness for mental health through the joys of swimming, surfing, and now yoga as well. And the organization behind it is called One Wave. It's a non-for-profit organization that has been running Fluoro Friday across beaches in Australia and now all over the world, which is really exciting. These guys are now 6 years old. It's their sixth year anniversary coming up real soon. And they're aiming to continue to bring the positive psychedelic energy and the fluoro spirit and saltwater therapy as well. So I've got the founder of One Wave, Grant Treblico, on the line with me, and we're going to find out more. Grant, how are you doing?
Really good, thanks, mate. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you for asking. Now, I'm really excited to talk to you about One Wave because I just think it's for such a great cause, and I've had friends telling me for the longest time how good swimming is, like early morning swimming is for you. So tell me a little bit about how One Wave got started and why you started Fluoro Friday as well.
Yeah, One Wave, so it's a non-profit surf community. It's about raising awareness of mental health through saltwater therapy and surfing and fluoro. And the thing is, we just want to make sure we give as many people the chance to ride waves and openly talk about mental health without being judged. And that's why we run Fluoro Fridays every week. We surf in the brightest colours we can find because bright colours make people happy, but also they make an invisible issue visible because people ask, you know, why are you dressed up in it? Help start conversations that never usually happen about mental health. And then we get out in the ocean and ride waves because sometimes one wave is all it takes to get smiling again and get some stoke back when you're struggling.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's kind of like a nice metaphor, right? Like everyone together riding the waves with each other and, you know, having a chat about how they're doing. Tell me a little bit more about the connection between saltwater therapy and mental health.
Yeah, I think for me, like I surfed all my life, but I was diagnosed with bipolar 7 years ago. And there was two things that saved me. One was surfing, you know, because it's the best escape and the funnest thing ever. So riding the waves was a chance to forget about all the negative stuff that happened. Didn't, you know, fix everything. But when I was on the wave, you know, you couldn't stop smiling. And it gave me hope. That's the thing that got me out of bed. But you can't surf all day. And so the other thing that helped me was just talking about it. You know, I thought people would think I was crazy weird for having bipolar, but it turned out like they just wanted to give me a hug. They just wanted to make sure I was okay. And then they started sharing their stories about having depression, anxiety, like my best mates, the happiest people ever. And I was like, if these are my best mates, there must be so many other people suffering in silence. And so that's why one day I decided to dress up in a business suit and go surfing for One Wave's first Fluoro Friday, just to let people know, no matter what you're going through, just because you can't see mental health issues, most of the time you don't have to go through it alone. And I want to show people that the way you think people are going to treat you, they're not going to judge you, not going to reject you. They're actually just going to be there for you like you would be for them.
That is so beautiful, Grant. I'm so glad that someone like you decided to start an initiative to combat mental health in such a unique and innovative way. And I guess, you know, you've obviously done something right because Fluoro Fridays is now a global phenomenon, right? It's huge. And it must be pretty crazy for you watching it grow from such humble beginnings. Like, what is it like for you to see events happen all around the world? Like, I think there's one happening in LA now every Friday.
Oh, it's crazy, mate. There's so many good people out there that want to make sure they don't have to face mental health challenges alone. Tomorrow, it's our sixth birthday, and we actually have 110 beaches running Fluoro Fridays across 27 countries. So we're going to create the biggest Fluoro wave the world's ever seen to raise awareness for mental health. So it just shows that no matter where you are in the world, you don't have to go through mental health challenges alone anymore.
Yeah, definitely. And look, you have the big six-year anniversary coming up real soon. Tell me a little bit about what's happening tomorrow to celebrate.
Yeah, tomorrow. So we've got the 110 beaches at the 27 countries. We're going to have an anti-bad vibe circle at the start of every one of those beaches. And so everyone will be dressed in bright colours to, you know, raise awareness of mental health and make sure people know that they're not alone. And then we'll have real chats about mental health in the anti-bad vibe circle. There's no judgment in that circle. Then we're going to line up along the beach, linked arms, in our fluoro at every beach around the world. We're going to do a minute silence to remember all the good people we've lost, because, you know, we're losing too many good people. And then we're going to do a Mexican style wave to let people know that we have their back no matter what, and it's okay not to be okay.
I think that'll be a really beautiful experience for, you know, people who are involved, but also just all the onlookers around the world on those 110 beaches, just kind of having a look at what's going on. It'll be a real spectacle.
Yeah, it's going to be an epic day. So yeah. Anyone that wants to come down and be part of it will be down at Bondi Beach from 6:30, and also Bronte, Covalley, Maroubra, Manly. But if you head to the One Wave Is All It Takes Facebook page or Instagram, we've got the full list of beaches there. So everyone's welcome. You don't have to be a surfer to be involved, and we'll bring spare fluoro if you need some.
Well, Grant, that sounds really awesome. All the best for tomorrow. You are doing an amazing thing, and I hope that anyone and everyone who likes what they hear gets involved tomorrow.
Thanks so much for your support.
All good. That was Grant. He's from One Wave, organizing their 6th year birthday that's happening tomorrow at 110 beaches around the world. And you can just jump online, have a look for One Wave to see how you can get involved. And of course, look, if you are having any kind of troubles, if you are having issues with mental health and need someone to talk to, you can always call Lifeline on 131114.